This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Just saw this news during the break. Jim Fossil died of a heart attack, 71 years old. Jim Fossil, this Super Bowl coach lost to the Ravens in that Super Bowl as the Giants head coach. But the Giants head coach for 7 seasons, took them to the playoffs 3 times, took them to Super Bowl 35, where they got destroyed by the Ravens that particular year. And never had another opportunity to be a head coach in the league, was an offensive coordinator, or an offensive consultant, excuse me, and then an offensive coordinator in Baltimore with the Ravens. And if you recall, as it relates to here, there was a lot of discussion about Jim Fossil being the potential Washington head coach when Joe Gibbs retired after the 2007 season. There is no doubt that it was floated out there to see what public reaction would be. This was the kind of organization they were then and for a lot of the last 2 decades. They floated out Fossil as a possibility. Sports talk radio grabbed it and ran with it, and the reaction was highly negative about Jim Fossil being the guy to replace Joe Gibbs. The plan was for Jim Zorn, as he was hired. Remember, Zorn was hired to be the offensive coordinator before he got the head coaching job. Well, he was going to be the offensive coordinator for Jim Fossil. And Snyder didn't like the reaction and said, Vinny, come up with another solution. And it was pretty late in the process, and there were a lot of people that were turning them down. And they elevated Jim Zorn from offensive coordinator to head coach. Those were the days. And Jim Zorn was in the parking lot. My good friend Tom Lavero tells the story many times. He was in our studio that we used to have at Redskin Park to do the show. He walked out, I guess, right after the show as Jim Zorn was walking in a suit. And he was on the phone, and Tommy overheard him say to his wife, No, I'm here to interview for the head coaching position. And the rest is history. Rest in peace, Jim Fossil, who ended up actually coaching in the United Football League, which was the league that Marty Schottenheimer coached in, if you recall, as well, for a few years. But he died at a too young of an age, 71 years old, of a heart attack yesterday in Las Vegas. Before we get to the phone calls, 301-230-0980, our BetQL listener lines are open. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. The question is, do you think there's a chance that Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, and Ken Zampezi, the quarterback's coach, are sitting around and discussing a legitimate quarterback competition this summer between Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, and potentially even Kyle Allen, depending on his health? Or do you think they're sitting around saying, hey, Ken, Scott, Ron here, what's it looking like between Taylor and Kyle? I mean, who's going to be our backup? Who are we going to, before the opener with the, who do you think is going to be our backup to Ryan? God forbid something happened to Ryan. Which of those two do you think is their mindset right now? Which would you prefer? 301-230-0980. Before we get to your calls, and I see you on hold, and we've got an open line as well, 301-230-0980. I wanted to just answer real quickly because Steve tweeted me during the break, and he just said, you know, I have this sense from you that you're not a believer in Heinicke and that you don't even think he played that well in the game against the Buccaneers. I was about to say the Patriots, the Buccaneers in the postseason. Because you just said that he had multiple chances with the ball down one score and didn't get it done. No, that's not it at all. I mean, I went and pulled up my notes from that Monday show after that Saturday night game, because I think it was a Saturday night game, and sort of my recap of the Bucs-Skins playoff game. And the first thing, by the way, was what I remember more than anything about the game. And I will be honest with you, I do remember this more than anything that Taylor Heinicke did. I remembered what an absolute disastrous defensive performance it was in that game. And the first note I have here is the defense is not elite. And it wasn't last year. It was an improved defense, and it was a good defense. It was not an elite defense. You do not give up over 500 yards in a playoff game if you are an elite defense. You just don't. But the second note that I have here is, what are they going to do about Taylor Heinicke? He was really good. He gave them a chance to win the game. He increased their chances of winning that game. He was the single biggest reason they had a chance to win the game. So what are they going to do? What's next for him? And I'm looking through my various notes here, and I said, you know, are they going to go out and get a quarterback? And I suggested Matt Stafford right away. In my notes, I said, if you can get a Stafford for, you know, a second, a third, and maybe a combination of a fourth and a fifth or something like that, and a player, you do it. That would be my number one option. If you're coming back and it's a competition with Kyle Allen to be the starter, it's probably not the best situation to have, but I'm intrigued with what Heinicke can do. And I wrote the following. Is he actually a candidate to start in 2021, or is he just a backup? And I said, I have no idea, but he is definitely coming back to my team to be on the roster and to compete for something. Whether that is for a starter because they didn't add a Matt Stafford or somebody else, or to compete to be the backup. He delivered a performance in that playoff game that was good enough to win with offensively, and nobody saw that coming. Nobody did. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Simple question. Do you think Ron Rivera, Scott Turner, and Ken Zampezi, the three offensive minds, the offensive brain trust, are intending to have a legitimate quarterback competition this summer? Or do you think they've already decided it's Ryan Fitzpatrick? My answer is it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. I do think that they like both of the other guys. I just think it's sort of what Ken Zampezi said specifically about Taylor Heinicke. They don't know enough, but more importantly, they can't count on them to be healthy. Taylor Heinicke has started either two or three games. I think we determined it was two a week or so ago. And he's been injured in both of them. 301-230-0980 will start with Rick. Rick in D.C. Rick, go ahead.
How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm well, Rick. How are you?
All righty. Well, I'm going to say two things real quick to answer. But first thing, you can blame that loss, like you said, on the defense because Washington fans think we have the fearsome foursome here, and we don't.
Also,
you can blame that loss also on Cam Sims, because don't forget, he dropped a sure touchdown pass right out the bat.
Yep.
And thirdly, no. Heinicke, it will be just a battle between Heinicke and the other kid, Allen, for second or whatever, because if you listen to Ron Rivera things that he said in the press conferences about Fitzpatrick, it seems like he loves the guy. whatever. So I think that you can always
look. Anything could happen, but very doubtful in my mind's eye that they, in their own mind, are thinking competition. They're going to say competition. Thanks for the call, Rick. They're going to say competition, and they should. And many of you would say, well, this is what makes great teams is competition and having legitimate competition and creating an environment where everybody there thinks that they can earn it. And if they earn it, they'll be given it. You know, that they're not going to be handed it like Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think, will be handed it. But they've got to earn it. I think they'll talk about earning it. But I don't think that that's really what's going on here. I don't think they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick to a one-year, $10 million deal to come in and be a backup to Taylor Heinicke. Now, what would happen if Taylor Heinicke clearly outperformed him? I still don't think there's any chance that it happens. Red just tweeted me and said, if you're looking through your notes, what did you say about Chase Young after the game? I have it right here. You got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk. He had a great year. And remember, he had had that, leading up to that game, he had said that, you know, Brady, there was, I don't remember specifically what it was, Brendan, but there was something that Chase Young said leading up to that game about Brady and how he was going to get the better of it, right? I forget what the quote was now. Do you remember off the top of your head?
No, I remember what you're saying, though.
Yeah, there was something between.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was something between Young and Brady leading into that game. But I wrote, "You've got to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk." He had a great year. He's a great player. No need to give Brady any more incentive, which I guess he did during the week. I just can't remember the quote. Brady feeds off that, and if you're going to do it, then you've got to back it up. And Chase didn't come close to backing it up in that game. He didn't. He was handled in that game. 301-230-0980. Let's go to G, not G from the shop. G in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin?
What's up, G?
The quote you're looking for is that Young got caught in an audio after the win where he said, "I want Brady." I want Brady, which I personally have no problem with because,
you got to back it up.
Don't be afraid of competition. He got double teamed the entire game. You know,
no, he didn't. He did not get double teamed that entire game. That's the thing. Fake narrative. He did not get double teamed in that game the entire time. It may have happened once or twice. Yeah. He was not consistently double teamed in that game. He was utterly handled by Donovan Smith.
Now I
got to
rewatch that game.
We did the whole breakdown after that game. Cooley did his foot film breakdown, and I think he identified one time where he was chipped a little bit. He was singled up and he was handled in that football game. Period. Go ahead. What else you got?
I got to watch it over teacher break. Here we go. So for me, I'm going to choose the third question that you put up, which is I want a competition, and the main reason why I want a competition is because none of those three guys has years of success underneath that helmet playing that position. We know who the starter is going to be in Seattle. It's Russ. We know the starter is going to be in Pittsburgh. It's Ben. So, therefore, until there is honestly competition across the board, then that's why I think what builds really great teams. To be handed a job is the reward of years of success. And it's also a luxury. Washington doesn't have that luxury of someone having years of success underneath that position. So the best thing to do is have an honest-to-goodness competition. Because, look, though we made the playoffs, though we won division, yeah, that's cool. But the main thing is that you want years of success, and you want to kind of set a tone that says, listen, anyone can, like you said earlier, anyone can get the job with hard work. You start handing over that job, that entitlement shows up again, and we're back at square one.
You know, one thing can be said, and thanks for the call, that if there was a legitimate competition or even if there wasn't an intended one going in, but they were wowed by either Allen or Heinicke, and they got to the point where, let's just say it's the second preseason game, they're like, you know, right now, Kyle or Taylor, he's just better than Ryan. Ryan's, you know, inconsistent. He's throwing high balls. He's throwing picks. He threw two picks in the first quarter of the first preseason game against the Patriots. And, you know, look, anything can happen along the way. I just don't think in their minds right now there's an intended legitimate competition. I don't think they acquired Ryan Fitzpatrick to sit behind Taylor Heinicke or Kyle Allen. Now, if they had made a move in the draft and there was some discussion of doing it and they never had the opportunity, but there was a chance that if Justin Fields had been a little bit less expensive or had moved down a couple more spots, maybe gotten to 14 instead of going at 11, that, you know, then we would have been in a much different conversation than the one we're in right now. And we would have been in a Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tua Tagovailoa situation from a year ago in Miami, where it was like, well, when is this going to happen? And then it would have been, you know, sort of a case of, you know, how far along was Justin Fields, and, you know, what was Ryan Fitzpatrick giving him? You know, we had Bobby McCain, the new safety from the Dolphins, on the show last week. And Bobby did admit that the team was in Miami was absolutely stunned when the organization decided to pull Ryan Fitzpatrick and start Tua Tagovailoa, which is why when they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, I said, look, I got to think that there was some sort of commitment made to Ryan Fitzpatrick. That from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'm not saying that there were overwhelming numbers of teams interested in him, but there were more than one, as he said. And I don't think he was going to go to the spot where they were going to draft a rookie and he was just going to groom somebody for six games and then sit. He looked at this as an opportunity, as they've got a really good defense. Ron Rivera is a good coach. They've got a good staff. They've got a really good young receiver in McLaurin. I kind of like that tight end in Logan Thomas. And by the way, I'm going to tell you what Pete Hayner, the tight ends coach, said about Logan Thomas before this hour is up. And I got a chance. We got a chance to you know, up where they were last year with better quarterback play, win 10, 11 games, win a division, and play some playoff games, which Ryan Fitzpatrick has never done. By the way, I'm reminded here as we're just discussing Fitzpatrick of what Ben Standing said yesterday, and I thought it was really well put. He's like, it's amazing that the job has essentially been handed to a guy who has been a career journeyman and has never really been handed the starting quarterback position. He's always had to compete for it, and more times than not, he hasn't won it. It's true. Like, he is a career journeyman at 38 years old. He's played with, you know, seven teams, is it? I think it's seven or eight teams, maybe. And he's been a career journeyman with mediocre career results. Now, the last 2 years have been an uptick in his performance. Top 10 both years in ESPN's QBR number the last 2 years. You know, he's top half of the league in air completed yards. He's a push it down the field guy, which is what they want. He's a playmaker, and he's getting better, it seems, at 37, 38 years old. That's what they're hoping they got. But he's a career journeyman, and I think he's been handed the job. What do you think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I see everybody on hold. Stay there. Simple question, but you can expound upon this question. Do you think the offensive brain trust, Rivera, Scott Turner, Ken Zampezi, the head coach is involved, even though he's a defensive guy, do you think it is their legitimate intention to have a quarterback competition this summer and let the best man win? So far, 75.9% of you on our Twitter poll, at Kevin Sheehan DC, say no. 24.1% of you say yes. Take your calls on this when we come back. I want to tell you about Window Nation. Window Nation wants you to invest in yourself while also simultaneously investing in your home with the deal of the summer. You can get a vacation voucher if you purchase a house full of windows, and you can use that vacation voucher to go anywhere you want. Plus, you'll get two free windows with every two you buy, and you'll pay nothing for 24 months. I'm not sure you're going to get a better offer from anywhere. You can shop this offer, but get this offer first officially by calling Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com. Call them and say, Kevin Sheehan from the Team 980 told me about this deal, told me how great you guys are. I need windows. Can I get a free quote? They will take good care of you. They will give you a free quote. They're not going to pressure you in to making a decision right away. You can shop that quote if you think you can get a better deal or get a better service provider. You're not. Over 12 years of endorsing Window Nation, I've never gotten one complaint about Window Nation. Swear to God on my children, that's true. I'm not going to tell you the other products I've endorsed over the years where I've gotten a complaint or two, but I promise you I've never gotten one with Window Nation. They have you in mind from the jump. They measure each window three times to ensure the proper fit, which is why last year, after installing 200,000 windows, which, by the way, as an aside, 40 times more than the average window company, 96% of them required no follow-up service. They're the fifth largest window retailer in the United States. I wouldn't have endorsed them for over 10 years, close to 12 now, if I didn't have complete trust in them. They've got the experience. They've got the credibility. Call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. You'll get two windows free for every two you buy. You don't have to put any money down. You don't have to make any payments, and you won't be charged any interest for 24 months. And if you purchase a house full of windows, you'll get a vacation voucher for anywhere you want to go. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
That Kevin Sheehan sent you.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
So do you think that the offensive brain trust in the Washington football coaches room is entering the summer, the mandatory portion of the summer, which begins today with three straight days of mandatory minicamp? Hopefully it's three straight days. Jay Gruden used to say, we canceled the last day of mandatory minicamp. I have a feeling, since Ron Rivera already waived three of the OTA days, that we will get all three of these mandatory minicamp days. But do you think that there's any chance that Scott Turner and Ken Zampezi and Ron Rivera are sitting back there saying, hey, gentlemen, Ron's saying, I want a legitimate quarterback competition. May the best man win. Do you think that that's in play at all? We saw what Taylor did. We signed Ryan because we were concerned about his health. But we all admitted after that playoff game, we wanted to see more of Taylor. That's why we signed him. You know, remember, it didn't take long for them to sign him to a contract. Now, it's not the most, invested of contracts, but they signed him right away. They weren't going to let anybody else get after Taylor Heinicke. They liked him. Ken Zampezi says he's put 15 pounds of muscle. Says his work ethic, his preparation. The only thing about Taylor Heinicke, that he went toe-to-toe with Brady. The only thing about him that they're concerned about is, can he stay healthy? Because he hasn't proven that he's been able to stay healthy. We know what they thought about Kyle Allen last year. I guarantee you Scott Turner was so excited when Kyle Allen was going to start his first game against the Rams, and when they benched Dwayne. They not only benched him, they demoted him to third string. 301-230-0980. Do you think there's any chance in your mind that this ends up being a legitimate, in the beginning of summer here, that in their minds there's a legitimate quarterback competition? Trust me, they're going to talk about a quarterback competition. Do you think it will be legitimate? And if not, do you think there should be one? 301-230-0980. I don't think behind the scenes they're talking about a legitimate competition. I think that everything they're doing is going to be designed for Ryan Fitzpatrick as their starting quarterback for not one game or four games or seven games, but 16-plus games this year. I'm not suggesting that I think that Ron Rivera thinks they're a Super Bowl contender, but I definitely believe he thinks they are a division contender. One of the reasons after missing on Matt Stafford that it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and not maybe another quarterback, but a more veteran quarterback with the same sort of leadership ability that Alex Smith had, but more physical ability than Alex Smith had, is because they think that they are a team that can win 9, 10, 11 games, win the division, and be in the playoffs again, and continue sort of an upward trend organizationally of being a team that makes the playoffs. I guarantee you they don't think, they're not saying that the Super Bowl is not the goal, but I think injected with truth serum, they would tell you we can win the division, but we're probably not as good as Tampa. We're probably not as good as the Rams. We're probably not as good, potentially, as San Francisco if they're healthy. Or maybe even Seattle. Who knows? But I think they think they're better than Dallas, Philadelphia, and the Giants. And that they can win a division again and get more experience with more postseason games and maybe win one this year. But they needed a veteran quarterback. They needed the leadership again that Alex Smith gave them. But they need the ability that Fitzpatrick has to push it down the field. I don't think that they believe there's a legitimate QB competition heading into summer. And do I think there should be one? I'm always for competition over less competition. But I think it'll be cleaner if there's just an understanding that this is Ryan Fitzpatrick's team from the jump. Let's go to Chris in Olney. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Kevin, good morning.
Hi, Chris.
And rest in peace. Good morning, sir. Rest in peace, Vince Permito. What a good guy, good
yes.
ball player. And
all-time great Washington football team player.
Yes, sir. Yes, he's going to be the quarterback. He could be the quarterback for the next 3 years, 2 to 3 years. He's a winner, and he covers the spread when he plays football, and it's a good thing he was not playing for the Miami Dolphins when they didn't win a game and went down. If he played the whole game, the Dolphins would have won that game, and the Redskins won the first game. And one more thing, Kevin, I know about it.
By the way, the Skins would not have gotten Chase Young, but go ahead.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Kevin, you're something else. Don't be trying to set that lady up down south. I think she's a Dr. Sabah or whatever her name is. I know your conversation when she said there's going to be a they're going to have a workout and make a decision. And Fitz is going to be a quarterback. And I'd love to see him here in the next 2 to 3 years. He reminds me of the Minnesota quarterback. I'm not going to name him because people get all upset around here. But he was a great quarterback.
Well, the Minnesota quarterback actually has a better overall record starting. You're wrong. You're right about a lot of things. I don't know what his actual quarterback starting record is against the point spread. That would be interesting to find. But as a career starter, he's 59-86-1. So that is... what we call in the trade, not even close to a winning record, 27 games below 500, and he's never, ever started a playoff game. Thanks for the call. Speaking of Sabah, thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it as always. Speaking of Sabah, she's on hold. Sabah, do you think there's going to be a legitimate quarterback competition this summer?
Hey there, Kevin. Thanks for letting me chime in, and I appreciate your caller acknowledging me before. I do think there's a competition, but as I told you before, I thought that they brought Fitzpatrick in as an insurance policy against Heineke / Allen getting injured. But I also think that Heineke / Allen are the insurance policy for when Fitzpatrick starts sucking. So they all three have issues.
Wait, which is it?
The
which
first
is
two,
it? Fitzpatrick, was he brought in to be the insurance policy if Heineke and or Allen weren't the guys that they hoped they were, or the opposite? Because you gave me two things there. Which one?
I think both. That's what I'm saying. I think both are happening. Because what happens, we got three guys now do not keep 16 games. They can't. Two of them is because of injury. The other one is because of play. None
of
them
play
have
last
a history
year.
Of 16-game seasons.
It wasn't his play the last 2 years. They decided.
Well, it wasn't 16 games. Did he ever do 16 games?
No, but last year, if in a normal situation, if they hadn't drafted Tua Tagovailoa in the top five of the draft, he would have started 16 games for that team, and that team would have been in the postseason.
Right. But he was so good that they decided to take a chance on Tua, who most likely won't make it long-term in the NFL.
Well,
most likely won't make it.
Won't.
Most likely. He's not a Patrick Mahomes.
But yes, that's exactly what they did last year.
But they benched him for Tua when they may end up having to draft someone else anyway. So they still didn't want Fitzpatrick.
Just so we're clear on this, they remember acquired Josh Rosen and wanted to give Josh Rosen a chance to develop into a franchise quarterback 2 years ago, and that was a disaster, and Ryan Fitzpatrick came in and played well for them the rest of the year and made them a more competitive team. Last year, Tua wasn't ready to start. And they started Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he was excellent, and they were off to a pretty good start, 3-3, I believe, with a couple of very impressive wins. And then organizationally, they decided they had picked Tua Tagovailoa in the top five. They acknowledged how well Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing, but they decided to go with the beginning of the Tagovailoa era, even if it meant missing the playoffs last year.
Even if it meant dumping Fitzpatrick. So they went with a guy that has a reconstructed hip, basically, over Fitzpatrick. What does that tell you?
Well, reconstructed hip or not, he was healthy and ready to go. I mean, that was the, the injury
coming. His chances of being a long-term quarterback in this league are less than Tyler Heinicke's chance.
It tells you that at 37, 38 years old, they drafted a quarterback in the top five thinking that he could be their franchise quarterback, and they wanted to start that sooner rather than later. And by the
way,
did
you see more impressive from you?
Came back in and nearly saved the season. You are aware that he came back. He won games against New England and Vegas in a memorable Saturday night thriller out in Vegas over the Raiders.
When he got pulled with a face mask and he had that throw.
Yeah, made that great throw. And then tested positive or was in contact tracing or whatever it was for COVID and couldn't dress for the finale against Buffalo.
Okay, so he can't stay healthy either, according to your definition. He can't stay healthy either, then. Then he can't stay healthy either, according to your definition.
That was a COVID thing. That was a COVID thing.
Helped.
That was not an injury.
That's injuryless.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that all three of them have not shown that they can have 16 games and now 17.
Yeah, but in
without
his case, it's not been because of injury
hurt.
More often than not. It's
been because he's
in competition with somebody else. And, you know, he did start the years in with the Jets when they went 10-6. It was the last time that he started all 16 games and was really
good. Still didn't make the playoffs. Hey, look, I like Fitzpatrick. I'm just saying that if you had to say right now, you have to bet, you're a betting guy, who's got a chance of making the NFL longer? And who have you seen play better, Heinicke or Taylor Tonga Tagovailoa, that guy from Miami?
Oh,
who?
I would take Tua. I would take Tua. I would take Tua. Yeah,
you would take
if you
Tua.
Told
okay,
me
that's
I had
what
to
we
invest
disagree.
In the future in either one of them, I would take Tua, even though I'm not overly optimistic about Tua after watching him last year. But no, I would take Tua definitely over Taylor Heinicke.
Okay, but they let Fitzpatrick walk, and now he's going to be our savior. Okay. Yeah, hey, listen, I'll root, but I'm just telling you, they're all insurance policies for each other. Our quarterback situation has not been this good in 10 years.
Well, it's
this is a great situation.
Yeah, no, it was much better when Kirk Cousins was the starter. Much better.
Right, but his backup was RG3, and that was bad.
Okay, well, if you're talking about the overall quarterback situation,
overall.
All right,
yes, sir.
Let me move on to another caller. Sabah, thank you very much. So on record, Sabah, if given right now the opportunity to sign Taylor Heinicke or Tua Tagovailoa, and let's just say, and I didn't present it this way, it's for essentially the same contract value, she would have Taylor Heinicke on her roster instead of taking and rolling the dice that Tua could end up being a great quarterback. By the way, I'm not overly bullish on Tua. I'm not. And I wasn't on Herbert either before last year. And now if you gave me the choice of going back and redrafting in 2020, I would take Justin Herbert before Chase Young. Even though that would be a tough call, but I'd take the quarterback and knowing what I know now and take Herbert at number two. Or maybe try to trade back and take Herbert at like number six. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. I'm going to contradict myself here a little bit, but I do believe they're going to make it an open, fair competition. However, I think they know in the back of their minds there's really not going to be much of a competition because Fitzgerald is way ahead of both the other guys. Yeah. I mean, Fitzpatrick, yeah. I'm sorry. That's right. I don't think they promised him the starting job. I think he just looked at the team and goes, hey, I got this one. It's not like they're drafting a top, you know, guy in the first five rounds. So I think he looks at it and says, I can do this.
Well,
but
he
I did think
know,
they're going to open
unless
up the competition,
they
but I think
him,
in the end he's going to win it.
I think one of the things that's interesting is it came out, you know, before the draft and then afterwards, that Washington, for the right price, would have moved up for two quarterbacks. And I believe the two quarterbacks were Fields and Lance. And if Lance had slipped another spot or two, if Chicago had not made the move up with the Giants at 11, and he had dropped to, say, 14, where Minnesota was. Now, I think we've also found out that Minnesota may have been interested in Fields, too. So that's a possibility as well. But if he had dropped another spot or two, it's possible that Washington could have made the move. I do not think now that they told him they weren't going to draft a quarterback. Because that, to me, would have been for him the one that would have made me cross Washington off the list. I can't imagine that he wanted to end up in a place where they drafted a first-round quarterback again, and potentially even in the top 10 if they had moved into, you know, say, the 7th spot with, was it Detroit who was at 7? I think it was Detroit who was at 7. And taken a quarterback and then had to go through the same thing he went through last year. I do think there was a comfort level with Fitzpatrick looking at the competitive landscape and looking at the unlikelihood that they would trade for a quarterback to say, I can start here for the next 2 years with a really good defense, a defense that's improving, and some nice young players on offense too. Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, what do you say? Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Agree with everything just about you're saying. They're going to say the right things, but it's Fitzpatrick's job to lose right now going in. You know, Kevin, I know you've been kind of bullish on Ryan the whole time. We missed out on Stafford and stuff like that, and I hope you're right. Remember me calling you in January? I think the key to see, we got to find somebody that's going to post 17 weeks now, man. We've been quarterback shuffle every other week for years now since KC left out of here. So we got to find a quarterback. And that being said, I mean, like you said, it's Ryan's job. But I know this, and you know this. That front office, they love some Kyle Allen. Okay, they believe they can win with Kyle, and they're very intrigued, just like I am, just like you are with Heinicke. What he did on that Saturday night back in January, I don't think was an accident. Dude's a little gamer. He's put on weight, put on muscle. He's serious about it. But going in, it's Ryan's job right now. But they're going to say the right things, have an open competition. But you and I both know they're going to give the keys to the car, to Fitzpatrick, you know, a journeyman. And that scares me right now on June the 8th. I wish I could have confidence. But if we could get decent quarterback play, somehow we'll go be a competitive team all year, Kev.
I would be very disappointed if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't start 16 games and play well this year. I think that there's enough on the defensive end to give them multiple opportunities, more than, you know, some of the quarterbacks have had here over the last 10 years. You know, it's been a big part of, you know, the losing over the last 10 years. Until really last year, they were so wretched defensively year in and year out that even when they had good offensive teams in 15 and 16, you know, they were behind, or they were having to keep pace, or they weren't getting the ball enough, or they certainly weren't getting it. There were a couple of years there where they had the worst starting field position in the NFL. So they were constantly having to go 80, 85 yards to keep up. And I think, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick to have a defense that can bail him out when he makes a bad play, because he's going to make some bad plays this year, but to give him some short fields, to potentially give him some scores. You know what team was good defensively last year when Ryan Fitzpatrick played? The Miami Dolphins, who have one of the best young defensive teams in the league. They're also, I think, exceptionally well coached on defense. And if you go back and look at some of those games, they were involved in a game early on against a very good team in New England defensively. New England was a good defensive team. And they had a chance, and Fitzpatrick threw an interception late, and I think it was a 14-11 game. If you go look that up, I think they had the ball late with a chance and a low-scoring game, but he got multiple opportunities. Now, New England was pretty good defensively, especially early in the year. Remember, they shut out. Didn't New England totally pummel and shut out Justin Herbert in San Diego and L.A.? I think they did. But they blew out the 49ers. You know, they blew out the 49ers in a game where Garoppolo threw picks and they were setting up short fields. I think Fitzpatrick has one of the better, you know, overall team situations that he's been in his career. So going into this season, I'm going to be disappointed if Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't play at the level that he played at the last 2 years, isn't given more opportunities. As a team, they have a chance more often offensively to produce because as a team, it's complementary football, more complementary football than we've seen. If they end up with Taylor Heinicke as the starter or Kyle Allen as the starter, I'll be surprised and disappointed because personally, as much as I'm intrigued with both players, I don't see that right now as the odds-on favorite to be a long-term solution or even a winning solution. I think if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays at the level he played at the last 2 years, they're going to be in almost every game they play this year. They may not win them all, but they're going to be in a lot of them, and they're going to be a team that we're going to look at and say, it's a pretty good football team. Stay on hold. We'll get to more of your calls next. Sam Fortier from the Washington Post will join us at 8. We'll talk a little mini-camp with him. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, team980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app. By the way, for new BetMGM customers, you can turn $1 into $100 if you bet on any Washington Nationals game. Sign up for the BetMGM app. Use my bonus code for this one. It's KevinS100. And if you bet $1 on any Nationals game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout, meaning even if it loses, you're going to win the bet. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS100. That's KevinS100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Nats game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. I just want to make sure everybody understands that. You bet $1, and regardless of whether it wins or loses, they're going to give you $100 of free money to bet with. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, an official sports betting partner of the Washington Nationals. It's a new customer offer. It's paid and free bets. You visit BetMGM.com, you'll get the terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-888-532-3500.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Sam Fortier from the Washington Post coming up in about 6 minutes. Mandatory minicamp today. We'll have an update on Aaron Rodgers next hour as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Do you think that the coaching staff is entering this summer with a legitimate quarterback competition in mind? I don't. I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Stafford, and Ryan Fitzpatrick were the attempts to bring in their mind's eye, a legitimate starting NFL quarterback to give them a chance to make the playoffs again this year with a rising defense and good players, good young players coming along on offense. I think if they were confident that Kyle Allen or Taylor Heinicke could take them to a 9-8 or 10-7 or 11-6 record next year and back to the playoffs, they wouldn't have spent the money, which wasn't a lot of money, but they spent money, remember, on more money on Ryan Fitzpatrick than they did on Heinicke. They had the opportunity with the Kyle Allen deal to get him for $800,000 or whatever it was. Let's go to Dominic. Dominic's been on hold for a while. Dominic, what's up? How you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm well.
So just to kind of go off of the conversation here, I mean, let's be honest, Kevin. There is no competition. There hasn't been. The day that Fitzpatrick was brought here, I truly believe the only reason why he was brought here was because Ron Rivera and Scott Turner, They just need a quarterback that can play all 17 games, and that doesn't turn the ball over very often.
Well,
obviously,
he turns the ball over.
I mean, I think
that's the one thing he does.
I guess what I'm getting at is just play all 17 games. That's the biggest thing. They need a guy who can stay injury free, and obviously Fitzpatrick, you know, fits that bill. There is no competition. There hasn't been. The only way that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not walking through that door. That's the only reason. That's the only way that, you know, it's other than Fitzpatrick or, you know, due to injury. But that's about it.
All right, thanks, Dominic. Look, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're getting a veteran quarterback who's playing the best football of his career, and he brings a leadership and a confidence that is instilled in the rest of your team that you've got a chance to win this year. On offense, they already think they've got a chance to win. On defense, you got a chance. With any of the other guys, no matter what Chase Young, as the captain, said about Taylor Heinicke, pointing to him and pointing to his jersey and the whole thing, he's not the general manager, clearly. If he were part of the decision-making team, he probably would have shown up for OTAs. They realize they need leadership. They need veteran ability. They need push the ball down the field. And they need a guy that for 17 games has a chance to remain healthy, period. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, you're probably the only one that would bring that to the table about Chase Young playing at Heinicke's jersey. But anyway,
why?
If Ron Rivera, if part of his approach is to bring a culture change, then you have to at least display that there's going to be competition. Now, I will say it doesn't matter whether competition or not. I think they brought Fitzpatrick here to be the starting quarterback. But if in that locker room they know that Allen or Heinicke outshine Fitzpatrick, you could easily lose that locker room.
You're right. That's a good point.
Yep. You can lose that locker room amongst players, amongst leading top players, if they know that Allen and Heinicke outshine him and they could have won a few more games and possibly got into the playoffs with them, you can lose that locker room. So it doesn't matter whether they publicly came out and said that there's going to be competition or not. It's going to be competition because the players will know.
Remember this, Ken, two things on that, because it's always been one of the things that has sort of stuck with me, because Mike Shanahan told me this years ago. He said, the players know. And if you try to fool the players, you can lose the entire team when it comes to a thing like quarterback. The best guy's got to play, which is why, you know, and we're going back to the RG3 Cousins thing. But if it became obvious, like it was last year, that the guy in there isn't giving you the best chance to win. And Rivera talked about this. He had to remember when he benched Dwayne, he said, I had to look at the other 52 players, you know, on this team. And he felt like he was on the verge of losing them. The difference with Fitzpatrick is if he fails, it's not going to be because of work ethic or preparation or leadership ability, et cetera. It's going to be because he keeps throwing picks at the wrong time. He keeps taking chances, and they don't pay off. And I see that as a very long-shot possibility that he would ever be faced with. They could lose the team if they don't bench Fitzpatrick because of the kind of guy he is. But you are right. Like, if it's very obvious to the rest of the team that Taylor Heinicke is the better quarterback, eventually they're going to have to play him. I just don't see that happening. Up next, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. We'll talk about these mandatory minicamp days, what they're expecting to get out of them, etc. If I missed you on the call, sorry, we'll catch you next time. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.